Miracle at Riedemer House, Junior Version, Chapter 2b. After Mettie destroyed Felicity's doll and threw books all over the floor, Mama Addie could tell that no one was very interested in showing any kindness to Mettie.
"It's easy to love people when we like them," she explained, "but when we don't like them, yet still choose to love them, we invite the healing love of God into our problem, so he can begin to change that person, and change us too."
"How can we do that?" asked Sandra, who was 14. "How do we love someone we don't like at all?"
"Well," said Mama Addie, "for starters, I'm going to clean up the study while Mettie is asleep. Would anyone like to come help? What a surprise it will be when she wakes up to see all the books put back neatly on the shelves, just like magic."
"Never!"
stated Felicity. Most of the others felt the same, though no one else spoke. In the end, it was only Sandra who forced herself to do what she did not want to do, and it was only because she loved Mama Addie. Like quiet little mice afraid of being caught, they silently picked each book up and replaced it on the shelf. Mettie never moved, and in an hour the study felt just as peaceful and warm as it always did, and they left the room. Mama Addie hugged Sandra, thanking her for helping.
"How funny," thought Sandra as she headed back to her room. "An hour ago, when I walked down this hall, I was full of anger and did not feel like doing anything good for Mettie. But now I feel very happy inside, like I just opened the best present ever."
She laughed as she strolled happily back to her room.